wanted to speak a little bit about the Inyonim in Roidif and Bob Machteris, what they have in common, what they don't have in common, and the different aspects in Roidif and Bob Machteris. The Mishnah on Ayin Beis in Sanhedrin says, Bob Machteris need an Al-Shem Seifai. Now the Al-Shem Seifai, Rashi says, Bob Machteris, Shom Retairi Yehoreg, need an Al-Shem Seifai, the Holy Koto, he didn't kill, or Maktil, Mishum the Seifai, Larig Balabayas, Kishayamai, Kenegdo, Lahatzel Mamayna. So Rashi's teaching the Seifai, Nidin Hashem Seifa is, he didn't kill anybody, and he's getting killed because the Seif, that means if we don't do anything about it, Seifa is, he'll kill the Balabayas when the Balabayas stands up against him to be Matzal Mamaynei. So he's Nidin Hashem Seifa. So the question is Nidin Hashem Seifa mean that we're treating him like a Ritzayach, or it means we're treating him like a Reidif? The pshuta, I would have thought, is that he came to steal. The Torah understands that as the story unfolds, the Balabayas is not going to allow him to steal if he realizes somebody's breaking in and there'll be a confrontation. And if there's a confrontation, the Torah is being machzik that the person who's coming to steal is going to be willing to kill in order to steal. So I would have said that in projecting what's going to happen, it's going to turn into a situation where you have a roidif, nirdif situation, and the Torah allows you not to wait until that actually happens, but you're able to kill him in advance. So I would have thought that the Shem Seifa here is not giving him the din of a roitzeach, it's giving him the din of a roidif, even though nothing has happened yet. The mashmais to me in Rashi is that the Al Shem Seifa is that he hasn't killed yet and he's getting killed. Because the chiddush of Baba Machteris need an Al Shem Seifa. If I were to ask, is a raidif need an Al Shem Seifa? An active raidif, I would not say is need an Al Shem Seifa. An active raidif is somebody who's in the act at the moment of trying to kill someone. So the Torah said, you can kill the Reidif to prevent the Ritzicha. By Bob Machteris, who's holding even before the confrontation, even before he's ready to try to kill, the Torah says you can kill him in advance. So it sounds like it's not simply preempting a matziv, waiting for the matziv of Reidif to actually happen before the din Reidif starts. The Lashon Rashi, Nid Nashim Seifai, sounds like we're giving him the din of a Reitzeach. Now, the din of a Reitzeach, which there's a drasha for this, that once a person successfully kills someone, then the bystander no longer has a right to kill him. It has to be brought to Beis Din. So really, the Nid Nashim Seifai here is not telling us that anybody standing there can treat him like a Ritzayach, because if he's actually a Ritzayach, you bring him to Beis Din, Beis Din kills him. So the Nidan Hashem Seifai must mean that there's an aspect that exists by every Ritzayach that the Torah is already applying to this Bob Machteris. That there's something by every Ritzayach where the Torah says Beis Din should kill him. The Torah is saying that a Bob Machteris has that aspect already. So Rashi is mashma that the Nidin Hashem Seifa is not simply saying treat him like a person who's already begun being right of somebody, trying to kill someone, and therefore deal with him as a right if, and you're killing a right if to prevent a Ritzicha. Rashi sounds like he's teaching up that the Nidin Hashem Seifa is that he has the status of a Ritzeach, and that's what the Mishnah is going to say. So the shaila is, what is that? What's that status of Ritzeach that we're applying to Bob Machteris? On Ayin Gimel in Sanhedrin, when the Mishnah brings the Eilhein Shematzilon Islam Benafshon, So the Mishnah has a list of where there's a din of killing a roidif, and the Mishnah also says where there's no din roidif. So b'machal Shabbos avir v'zar is no din roidif. Roidif achar chaver lahargai achar zocher achar nai marosod is a din of roidif. Roidif achar behema machal Shabbos avir v'zgachov me'ematzin l'sam benafshin is no din of roidif. And the Gemara has a drasha to tell us this din. Taisvis points out that in the Lushan of the Mishnah of Eilhen Shematzilin Oysan Benafshan, Taisvis writes on Ayin Gimel, Mashmois HaLushan Matzilin HaNirdav Benafsha Shal Reidif. It sounds like we're saving the Nirdav, that's the Hatzalah. Avalo Yitochen LaFarish Kein BeReidif Achara Behema, Uki Yitzaba. As the Mishnah says, Eilhen Shematzilin, Mashenken the Seifa is Ein Matzilin. So Reidif Achara Behema, the Mishnah is not saying that you're not matzil the behema from the Adam. So there the Hatzalah has to be going on the Reidif. That means you're being matzil the Reidif from doing something terrible. So Taisus basically is pointing out that on one hand there's a mashmois that Hatzalah is being matzil the Reidif from doing an Aveira. On the other hand, the drasha from Nair Marasa, which is where is where we learn dinim from, is mashma that we're being matzil the victim. That's what Taisus is struggling with. So Taisus writes that from there it's mashma v'kashin. Marasa is mashma being matzil her. That's what Taisus presents. And really, he's pointing out that there's an aspect of hatzala of the roide from doing an aveira. There's an aspect of hatzala of the victim from getting hurt. So Taisus just says mashmos haloshon is like this, the loshon mishnah is mashmo like that, but I have a kasha. Now Taisus writes in the Taisus before, afreit seyach nitan latzila benafshay v'im toimer mevuhuka b'choladam nafgid k'rashina le'el. Taisus has a kasha that the Gemara in the sugya before, which is the sugya Baba Machteris, so the Gemara darshins the psukim of Baba Machteris. The Gemara on Ayin Beza Med Aleph on the bottom brings the brisa. Ein loy damim im zarcha shemesh olav. That's what we darshin, who you can kill and who you can't kill. It has to be that it's bar that he's ready to kill. Tana Rabban and the brisa on the Amid Beis. Damim ein loy bein b'chol bein b'shabis. Ein loy damim bein b'chol bein b'shabis, that the din is the same Shabbos and Chol, both ein loy damim yesh loy damim, and the Gemara discusses that havamina. Then Tana Rabbana v'huka b'chol adam umeis b'chol misa shayochol hamisai v'huka b'chol adam itzrech sog that havamina balabayus who the kim loy de'enu namayim and atzma mayin ayav achar l'kamash malon deraydefu afilo achar nami. So the Gemara darshins that not only can the balabayas kill the one breaking in, but even a bystander can kill the one breaking in. Kamashmon deraydifu. So Taisvis asks, v'im taimar mi v'huka b'choladam nafke. So he's not asking a kasha from the fact that the Pshuta Shel Mikra says the balabayas can kill in self-defense. He's asking a kasha that once we darshin v'huka b'choladam, that anybody could kill. Zazak Taisvis. So you see from there that you're allowed to kill a roidif, because that's essentially what the Gemara understands is what the pasuk is being marba. V'huka b'chol adam, that anybody else has a right to kill him because he's a roidif. So learn from there the din of roidif. V'yesh leimer the hasam rishus v'ashmina kra the ein loy damim aval hocha kamash malon the chayv alahatzel. So Taisva says that there's a fundamental difference between the two parashiyos. Now, Taisus Kasha was not from the Balabayas killing. Taisus Kasha was from the V'huka B'chol Adam. As it seems to be a Davar Pashit, the Balabayas wakes up and he hears there's a prowler and there's somebody in the house, so he can make a decision. I'll stay in my room and be safe, or I'll confront him. So the Torah gave him that right to confront him, and As a result of that right, he can now kill the person breaking into the house. The person who's the bystander, we darshan, he has a right to kill him. As the Gemara says, as far as he's concerned, there's a right if near-death situation, and he has a right to kill the person breaking in. Zaktaisvis, that's a rishus. This pasuk that we darshan in Ayin Gimel is a chayva. So Tais is essentially telling us that that pasuk of Ahukah B'chaladim is not going to teach us what we want on Ayin Gimel. We want an Ayin Gimel, a din, that you have a chiyev to kill to be matzil. And that din over there is telling us a rishus to kill a Baba Machteres. Now, it sounds like a Liba de Emes that Baba Machteres remains that way. The Baba Machteres remains a din that's a rishus. That the Torah said, B'chi ha'gavna ein le'damim. And the Torah said by Reidif, a din, that you're mechuyev to be matzil. This is a din, a chiyev hatzala. And the Gemara has a shakavatari here on Ayin Gimel that we darshan from different psukim. We have a lav that you're mechuyev to be matzil a person's mamain, you're mechuyev to be matzil his guf. The Gemara darshans as an asay, there's a loisase, loisam adam reyecha. So here you have the dinim of chiyev hatzala of a person's money and a person's guf. And within the context of this parsha, of this din, of being matzal a person, the Torah is being mechadish, a chiyiv to be matzal, gufay, again, this is negay the taisvis of who are you being matzal. And that's what taisvis is pointing out, that the drasha from Naim Marasa's mashma, that we're being matzal the victim. So in the din of being, killing a roidif to be matzal, Taisus is pointing out that the mashmois is it's a hatzol of the victim. Taisus is bothered that the way the Mishnah discusses the din, it sounds like there could have been a din even when there's no victim. And really you have Tanoim who hold it. You can even have it by other Averis where there's no victim besides the Avarian himself. So that means the inyan of hatzola seems to have both aspects to it. That there's, you need a victim in order to have this din, and maybe there would have been a drasha that you stop the avera even when there's no human who's a victim outside of the avrayan. So Tosfos, but these dinim are a chayva, and Baba Machteres is a din of ein leidamim. So really, it comes out the way Tosfos is being masber to us that the din of Baba Machteres is being mechadish, that it's ein leidamim, because it sounds like the Torah is saying. There's no iser ritzicha on killing such a person. Because the Torah is telling us that he becomes, to some degree, a gavra katila, that once a person is above a machteres, then his schus as being a yesh leidamim has become bottle. So what makes the iser ritzicha seems to disappear. What makes the iser ritzicha is the yesh leidamim. The Torah is telling us ein leidamim. So once it's ein leidamim, there's no iser ritzicha. Therefore, you have rishus to kill him. So Tosfos, the roidif, the Torah is telling us you have a chiyuv to kill him. Now, if somebody were to ask in the din of roidif, where the Torah says you have a chiyuv to kill him, does it also include within itself this aspect of ein leidamim? It would seem that it has to come along with it. The pashas would be that whenever you have a din of a chiyuv to kill, there should automatically be a din of ein leidamim. If somebody becomes mechuyev misas bezdin and bezdin paskins, there's a gemar din that is chayiv misa. There's a mitzvah on bezdin to kill him. So at that point, he has the status of a gavra katila, because there's a mitzvah to kill him. This right, if there's a mitzvah to kill him, it's also mistavra that he has that status of an ein leidamim. Now, that's negeya shayla, which is not as much our sugya, but if you have a person who's chayiv misas bezdin, so if you kill him, but you're not bezdin, so there's a question which is discussed. The mitzvah of killing is whose mitzvah? Is it Klal Yisrael or is it Musar to Bezdin? If it's Musar to Bezdin, if anybody else does it, perhaps he has no right to do it, but he's Seif Kol Seif killing a Gavra Katila. So he's not going to have the Chiyuv of Misa. I can't hear. I have to gemar din. You have a case of a roidif. Now this is a chelik of the sugya, which is not today's topic, but you have a roidif that's yochel atzilei be'echad mevarav. So the Gemara says a yochel atzilei be'echad mevarav. The din is that he's, if a person kills him, he's nereg. He's chayiv. If he killed a roidif where he could have been matzol be'echad mevarav and instead he killed him, so he's chayiv. He's nereg. When the Rambam brings that din, the Rambam says that he's not killed by Beis Din. He doesn't have the regular dinim that Beis Din will kill him. Because he's not allowed to kill him. He's not allowed to kill him, but he's not going to be killed by Beis Din. So there's a question whether a nirdaf himself needs to be mitzamtzem himself, to be matzal himself, becha mevarav. That's a question that the Acharim seem to understand, whether or not a nirdaf, being in the matzava, being a nirdaf, is expected to have that composure to be able to be mechaven that, and therefore effectively it becomes the equivalent of ein yochel lahatzil. But that does play a role in this shaila, which Acharim speak about, that the one who sees the roidif and kills the roidif, who had no right to kill him, because he could have been matzal be'echad mevarav. But what's his status, this roidif? So you can have a roidif where you have different people, including the nirdaf, who may have different dinim as to what they're allowed to do, what they're not allowed to do. So what is he? So I have my din. I could stop it, the echad mevarav. Somebody else can't. The nirdaf himself, perhaps, is not expected. Maybe he's allowed to kill him, even Yochel atzil becha mevarav. So what's his status? Is it yesh leidamim or ein leidamim? At least in dine shamayim. But in, as I said, the Rambam says that in dine yodam, he's not going to be chayiv. Coming back to this baba machteris, Tosfos says, a baba machteris is an ein leidamim. So the status of a baba machteris, sok Tosfos, is not somebody you're mechuyiv to kill, somebody you're allowed to kill. That means the Torah took away the status of yesh leidamim, and therefore there's no iser to kill him, and therefore you're allowed to kill him. But Tosfos seems to understand that you're not mechuyif to kill him. Now, the Tosfos is explaining why I couldn't learn from that pasuk. It's not clear in Tosfos whether once I have a din roidif, do I now go back and say that by a baba machteris, let me learn from the din roidif, that I, the spectator, should be dealing with him like I would deal with any every case of a roidif. That's the Lashon Gemara. Kamash molon v'huka b'chol adam de roidif hu. In the Aliba de Emes, it's not as mefurish and Tosfos. In the Rambam seems to be mechalik the dinim. The Rambam in Hilchos Geneva, habobim achteres ben b'yom ben b'layla ein leidamim, elam hargoy balabayis, Oishar kol ha'adam peturim. Anybody who kills him is potter. Urashus yesh l'chol l'hargai. Bein b'chol, bein b'shabes, b'chol misi shechol l'hamisa, sh'ne'amar, ein le'damim. The Rambam is certainly mashma that the din that's being neschadish and boba machteres aliba de emes is that both the balabayas and everybody else have a right to kill him. They're potter. They have a right to kill him. Bein b'chol, bein b'shabes, which we'll see what that chiddush is. B'chol misa she'cholim lahamisai, which is also part of that braisa, she'ne'amar, ein leidamim. Ma she'enkein, by a person who's a roidif, in Perek Aleph of Reitzeach, here the Rambam brings the din. In So when you're dealing with what's called a roidif, they're mitzuv l'hatzilai, and he brings it clearly as being matzil nafshay nirdav miyad haroidif. But baba machteris seems to remain this type of a din of ein leidamim, they're peturim, and they have rishus to kill him any way they choose.
I mean, this is consistent with what we start with in Rashi, that
it's not added in. Again, the Gemara uses that lashon of Vahuka Reidifu, but Rashi, I think Rashi is coming to be madgish in the Nidon Hashem Seifei that the Torah gave him a din of Ein Loidamim. Now, the ultimate Ein Loidamim is a Ritzeach. There's a Ritzeach after Gemar Din is Ein Loidamim. Until you have Gemar Din, you can't treat a Ritzeach after the fact different than a regular person. But a person who's a Ritzeach, his Einish is Ein Loidamim. His Einish is to be killed. To me, it sounds like what the Torah was machadish in Baba Machteris is the Ein Loidamim, which also exists by Reidif. But by Reidif, what creates that din seems to be primarily the din Hatzala. And by Baba Machteris, it's true that if you try to explain the Torah, what's pshat, the Torah is saying, well, naturally people will have a hard time allowing someone to take their money without putting up a fight, that will create a danger. The Torah responded. But what was the response? So I would have said the response is bring the din of Reidif into the Parsha Baba Machteris. So to me it seems there's an aspect that you have by Reidif in this Parsha, which is the Ein Loidamim. What brings about the Ein Loidamim by Reidif is because there's a din of Mitn Latzila Benafshei. Over here, that to me, it sounds like the Torah just said the din is Ein Loidamim. So, because the Torah didn't create a chiyuv, it seems, even on the bystanders, because Seif Kol Seif, it's a reshus to the balabayas to be Eimed Al Mamaynei. It's the willingness of the ganef to kill. The Torah's hashara of the das of ganovim, the willingness to kill that the Torah said is such a din. But it sounds like the din the Torah actually created was a din of Ein Loidamim, which I think is an aspect that exists by every Reitzeach, and it exists by every Reitif. It's interesting that... Well, then before we get to that point, I'm sorry. Yet. It will be a good question, as what happens after they've already met the Balabayas and the Ganif. And this the Rishonim discuss. It's a machlek, is really in Rishonim how to understand. Is it now that he's the Torah is projecting, but now that we don't have to project. It happened. They met, and the Ganif actually tried to kill the Balabayas. In that situation, do you need the din of Baba Machteres? Does it become the din of Reidif? Seif Kol Seif, the Balabayas could always say, I give up. Take my money. And you know, the typical Reidif is not giving the Balabayas a choice. He's attacking Mezatam Shahu. Over here, Saif Kol Saif, the Balabayas is confronting him. Now, there are Rishonim, there's a Ramah that learns in the Sugya by Baba Machteris. The Ramah understands that the Balabayas won't let the Ganif escape. And it really, the Ganif should become the Nirdaf. And that's a chelik of the Chiddush HaTorah. But in the pshutay of it, the Balabayas is always in a position where he could just back down and say, take my money. So it's always the Balabayas who is creating the Reidif-Nirdaf relationship, we'll call it. So it's Yitachin that even at the moment of confrontation and fighting, that as much as the Torah gave the Ganif that status of being the guilty party, the initiator, but Lemaisa, it's a result of the Balabayas who has a right to be Eimed Al Mamaynei. Right.
Right.
Now, in this Brice on Ayin Beis Amid Beis, when the Brice brings B'chol Misa Shati Yochel Amisa Bishlam Avuka B'chol Itzrich, why would I have to tell me b'chol misa shata yochel hamisa miritzeach nafke? The Tanya mois yumas hamaka ritzeachu. Ainly al b'misa mura boy minayin shemiyata yochel hamisa b'misa m'ksuva v'chatorin lo hamisa b'chol misa yochel hamisa tamad leimah mois yumas. Mikol Makay. So the Gemara asks Akasha in a very interesting way. The Gemara says, you darshan a pasuk that you're allowed to kill a boba machteris b'chol misa sheta yochel lahamisa. So that's being marba what? Which is the appropriate misa and which misa are you being marba? There's a boba machteris, zakta taira, v'huka b'chol adam, v'huka b'chol adam. So I need a ribuy that you could be makah b'chol misa yochel lahamisa. Why would I think not? So the Gemara's kasha is not the way I would have asked it. You're in the process of stopping a ritzicha. So if you're in the process of stopping a ritzicha, how could you think about which method is the appropriate method? You know, the objective here is hatzala. So there's no mitzvah min amufchir in hatzala. You're matzal. So what's the havamina not? The Gemara doesn't ask that. The Gemara says miritzeach nafka. The Gemara says I already have a drasha by Ritzayach that says that if you can't give him the prescribed Misa, you give him Chavisha Yochel HaMisa. And on that, the Gemara says, Shani Hasan Akram Bais Yumas. V'nigmar Minei, Mishum Avi Ritzayach V'goyel Adam Gemar Kach V'nim Lamdin. So the Gemara explains why I wouldn't have him a Lamdin. So the Gemara seems to be saying, there's a protocol. If there's a protocol, so you're limited to the protocol. That just like in Mises Bezdin, there's a protocol. So I would say that in Bob Machteris, there's a protocol. And the Torah is being marbit to us that just like in Ritzayach and Goel Adam, the Torah says you can depart from the protocol when you can't carry out the protocol. So it expands it. So here too, the Torah is expanding it, b'chol misa yochel lahamisa, when you can't carry out the misa that the Torah wants you to do. Now this certainly is also mashma that despite the fact that it, I would have thought that it becomes a chelik of the parsha of Raidif, it seems to remain a different kind of a din. To me, it seems to resemble really dinei ritzeach. The person is now a future ritzeach. He's nidan al shem seifai. So if he's nidan al shem seifai, so what happens by a ritzeach? So there's the real ritzeach, and then there's the imaginary ritzeach. So the nidan al shem seifai ritzeach needs his ribuy to have the same type of treatment that a regular ritzeach gets. It's also mashma that it's that type of a din. that's correct, but that means even a libe de emes, he's not really a reidif. Because I would have thought if somebody would have asked me, the Torah was mechadish, knowing human beings, that this person is going to become a reidif if the balabais confronts him. So I would have said, the Chiddush HaTorah is, Mehechatesi, the Balabai is going to confront him. Maybe he's a coward. So why are you killing somebody in advance? That's what I would have said is the Chiddush HaTorah. So the Torah says, you don't wait for the confrontation. You have to be Chayshish, well, what's going to be if the Balabai hears him tunneling into his house, and the Balabai, whether it's smart or not smart, confronts the Ganif. What'll be then? So I would have said, so good, so project that and apply that then in advance. That's what I would have said. But then my conclusion would have been that just like if there was no Parsha Baba Machteris and a Balabayas would have chapped the Ganif and confronted the Ganif and the Ganif would have tried to kill him, then I would have said, Im Kain, he's a Pasha to Raidif, so now apply Dine Raidif. So the end result should have been Dine Raidif. To me, it sounds like even after the parsha is complete, the din that we have is not really the din of Raidif, what I would say prematurely. It sounds like it operates differently. The Torah gave, to me, it seems, more of the din of Ritzeach prematurely, but more the din of Ein Lo Damim, that aspect of it. Now, the Gemara brings in the Braisa, which is the earlier Braisa, Bein Bechol, Bein B'Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Bishlama ain ladam be mechal be meshabbat as is vamina mida to have the aruge bez then the vishabbat like gatlina kamash malon de katlina. I would have a havamina. We don't kill haruge bez on Shabbos. We don't carry out ain shaman Shabbos because we have a lav. So I would think here also you don't do it on Shabbos. So this havamina certainly sounds like even after the pusik, we don't really look at this as a case of being matzal a person from a raidif. It doesn't seem mistavra that you would think that somebody who's a roidif to kill somebody on Shabbos, that there shouldn't be a din of being matzel the nirdaf. But here there's the Gemara saying, the Brisa needs to tell me, ein lo damin bein b'Shabbos bein b'chayil, that you kill him. And what's the kamashmalan? The katlinan zok Rashi. So Rashi writes, on the kamashmalan, the katlinan mishum pikuach nefesh teheich. You kill him because of pikuach nefesh teheich. So what does Rashi mean? I don't think Rashi is saying kamashmalan, he's a roidif. And by roidif, there's no din of loisavaru eish b'chol mesh v'seichem, which is the lav for bezin to kill on Shabbos. I think the kamashmalan is, what's the iser for bezin to kill on Shabbos? Loisavaru eish b'chol mesh v'seichem. The Torah gave a lav, you're not allowed to carry out einshim on Shabbos. So there's a shaila which the Magen Avraham speaks about, whether that lav is only where there's chil Shabbos involved, as he's trying to understand when Bezdin doesn't kill, but Bezdin gives Malkus. That's also included in this lav. Where's the chil Shabbos? So it's Chavala, is a Mekalkol, so that's the Magen Avraham's discussion. But it's a lav. It's not an Issa Ritzicha. It's a lav. So Pasha's what the Gemara is saying, Kamash Malon de Katlinon is, that the Brice is telling us that the din pikuach nefesh of the nirda of this, I shouldn't call him nirda, of the balabayas, his din pikuach nefesh is being daicha that lav. As I would have had a havamina that this matziv is subject to that loisavaru eish b'chol mesh v'seichem, that a person who is a mechuyev misas bezdin, the Torah says you don't carry it out on Shabbos. So I would think here also, he's an Ein Loi Damim, but don't carry it out on Shabbos. Kamash Malon, that because of his Pikuach Nefesh, that din doesn't apply. That a Havamina would have been, the Torah saying, this is an imaginary Bezdin killing an imaginary Ritzayach. A Bezdin doesn't kill a Ritzayach on Shabbos. Kamash Malon, this is an unusual situation. You typically don't have Pikuach Nefesh, where Bezdin has to kill a Ritzayach on Shabbos. And over here, the Brice is telling us it doesn't apply for that reason. But the Pikuach Nefesh is not what brings about the din of Ein Loi Damim. The Ein Loi Damim is what's in the Schadish in the Parashal Hashem Seifei. The Pikuach Nefesh Rashi is talking about is what takes away the din of don't do it on Shabbos. The other part of the Brice, by Yesh Loi Damim. Yesh Loi Damim, Damim Loi, where the person is somebody who we feel will not necessarily kill the Balabayas, which the Brisa discusses, they have some kind of there's a kur of a father and son. Bein b'chol bein b'shabbos. So the Gemara wants to know, what does that mean? Bein b'chol bein b'shabbos. You're not allowed to kill him on chol, and you're not allowed to kill him on Shabbos. What's the nafka mean? Zok the Gemara. If you can't kill him b'chol, you should kill him on Shabbos. Le'nitzuchel lafakechel avasagal. The chiddush over here is that you're mechal Shabbos for him. That means you have a baba machteris, where he's from those. There's a relationship of father and son, where damim loy. The Torah says he doesn't have the status of ein loy damim, and then a gal falls on him. You're mechui lefakeicha lavas a gal. The shaila here is what's the hava mina not? Why should I think that you're not mefakeicha lavas a gal? So the Meiri says something interesting here. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Right, so the question is, where does that come from? There should be a Gavra Katila. Who are speaking about Domim? Who are we speaking about? So the Meiri says, the Kol Shamarnu Olav Shiesh Le Domim Kol Shahar Gechayiv Ve'im Nofat Ezov V'chal Zagal Yirali Shezeh Shamarnu Olav She'em Mefakon Lov Zagal Pirushai b'sofik chai sofik meis. Avlam huvadai chai oimer ani shemefakhan sharei achshav ein roidif. Sharei zeka roidif achacha verit zilu becha mevarev she'ein lo oid laharga zekris yadayim. So the Meiri is bothered. If it's nafal of a sagal, so it doesn't make a difference whether it's yesh lo ein lo damim, he's ice. He's ice. You know, he's been stopped. So why shouldn't you mefakech lo of a sagal? So Zokta Meir was speaking about Suffolk. Suffolk made Suffolk Chai. Suffolk made Suffolk Chai, so why do you make things any better? The Meir is saying, Suffolk made Suffolk Chai, Zokta Meir. If he was a person that ain't loydamim, you're mefakech, if you know he's alive, you're mefakech, because he's somebody who's already been stopped in his tracks. Zokta Meir, so what are you being mechalik in the braisa between the two? Zokta Meir. By a suffix high suffix may. So why did it make it any better? So I have a person who's under a gal. So the Mishnah says in Yuma that you're mefakech of a gal, even suffix high suffix may. So it sounds like what the Meir, I think what the pshat in the Meir is, if a person is under a gal, suffix high suffix may, but he's, you see from the Gemara really in Erchin, that he's muchzik b'chayim. The person was alive once. There's now a question whether or not the din pikuach nefesh became batal, because maybe he died already. So yimfekeich lava sagal. But that's suffik chai suffik meis. The Gemara in Erechin speaks about Shmuel's chiddush. Your machal even on a vlad doesn't have chazaka de chiyusa. So I think what the Meir is saying over here is the person who did have a din of ein loydamim, and now the gal fell on him. It's a suffik chai suffik meis. So by him, there's no chazaka de chiyusa, because he entered without a cheskas chayim kiviyachol, because ein loydamim. So, and now you have a suffik chai suffik meis. So b'chi hagavna, you wouldn't have that din. That's what I think the Meiri. Well, the Meiri says once he's vadai, once it fell on him, he's ice. That's the Meiri's kasha. The Meiri's assumption is that once the gal fell on him, it's ki'ili, you could be matzo becha mevarev. That's his kasha. Yeah, but the question is that once the gal fell on him and he's no longer above, what bothers him, he's no longer above a machteris. Okay. What if a person breaks into a machteris and then he has hirhure tshuva and he starts walking out? So you don't kill him. He's I'm finished. I changed my mind. The Meiri's hanacha is that once the machteris fell on him, so you basically stopped him. And once you stopped him, so now the question, I mean, that second, the Meiri says in the second thing, I mean, the Meiri has a tzad that maybe he's not, he's a very, he doesn't give up so fast. But the kash of the Meiri is assuming that once the gal fell on him, he saw that he wasn't matzliach.
And he's learning
about Reidif. No, even without Reidif. Let's say you were matzo becha mevo. At this point. Okay, I mean, that's.
Right.
Yeah, but okay. But I guess the shaila is that once he this happened to him, does that din still remain there? Once the gal fell on him, so now I don't have to kill him anymore to stop him. We can just take him out. I mean, even then it would have that din. That could be.
The problem is Zorchel Hashem should
say that Zorchel Hashem should be not going to kill. Yeah, but the Meiri is assuming even a person who is going to kill. Yeah. The Meiri was bothered that if he's under the gal, it should become ice already. Okay, that's the same question. Do you become? He became ice ganef. Not he became a more friendly ganef. He became ice ganef. Correct. Right. That's right. That's right. Now there's an interesting thing that The Rambam brings the dinim of Bab Machteris in Hilchas Geneva and the dinim of Reidif in Hilchas Ritzeach. In Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam, to me, is saying an interesting point. In Mitzvah Reish Lametes, he said, Sivona lohoireis bedin haganif she niknois aysoi. He's telling us the punishments of Geneva. Bedin tashlume keifo, oi tashlume abav v'chamisha, Oy nahargehu imbabe machteres, oy nimkarehu. The Rambam is telling us these are the possible punishments, possible dinim that we paskin on a ganif. We can paskin kefal, we can paskin dalad vehei. There can be a din misa, babab machteres, or there could be a din of selling him by einlay. So the mechira part is a different discussion, but it's interesting to me placing this in the din of the dinim of Geneva. And as I would have thought that we're just crossing lines between two parashiyos. As I would have said, a person's on his way to do something bad. And in the process, there's somebody who gets in his way and he just wants to run him over. Because it's like a person robs a bank. He jumps into the car to drive away and there's somebody standing in front of the car. So he runs him over, or he's ready to run him over. So he's a raitiff. So I'm going to kill him. That's a chelik of Hilchos Geneva? It's b'mikra. It's shneim is davel lepundegechad. It's not a function of Hilchos Geneva that you're going to be able to kill him. The reason why he's interested in running this fellow over is because he's interfering with his escaping from the robbery. But it has nothing to do with Hilchos Geneva. I would have thought that Baba Machteris is a parsha that was written in a case of a Geneva, because that's the case. The person is being Isaac the Geneva, and that's what creates the mindset. Somebody who's so, as the Gemara speaks about, somebody who's so willing to even be Baba Machteris, he's not just reaching it through an open window, but he's really put into it to go rob the person even with such an investment. So that kind of person is ready to kill. So I would have said that's b'mikra. That's not a function of being a ganif. I wouldn't have put it in even if you put it in Hilchos Geneva, because it's going to occur while you're a ganif, which I think also is not a reason to be in Hilchos Geneva. But I think in the Rama Sefer HaMitzvah, it's even more clear that the Torah said this is a prat in what there is by a ganif. To me, it seems like the din begins with the nignav. Because to me, it sounds like the Torah wrote the parsha. It's the nignav schus to kill him. The Torah said, if you're the balabais and someone's breaking into your house, the reason why you're allowed to kill somebody who's coming to rob you is for shteitzah, because this chazaka. But the tzura of the din is that it's reshus b'yad habalabayis. It's been expanded. V'huka b'chol adam is really an expansion of the din of the balabayis, and that's why it remains a reshus. Because the din is not starting with the onlookers. There's a roidif nirdaf situation, and therefore the din is chal on them. As in every roidif nirdaf situation, you can also have habala hargacha hashkin bahargai, and there's a different parasha of being matzel a nirdaf, alaysaman adam riyacha, and the psukim that are mechayiv us to be matzel even with killing. Here it sounds like the ikar parasha is the parasha of the balabayas has a right to kill. The Torah broadened it, v'huka b'chol adam, but it's an expansion of his din. So if it's an expansion of his din, it remains like his din. His is a rishos and mine is a rishos. And that's the mashmos of the Rama. So that's why it's a prat. It's like the schus of the nignav. To me, it sounds like the din mechira. I think it's also mashma like that from the sugi in the beginning of Makkas, that the din of mechira's ganif is the nignav schus, that he has a right to the mechir of the ganif to get his money. The schus of the balabayis is to kill the person breaking in. You want to know why the Torah would do such a thing? It's nidin al shei zayfei. But the tzur of the din is not that the Torah simply gave the baba machteris dine reidif. Then it wouldn't be a prat in Hilchos Geneva. The Torah gave the nignav the right to kill him. And that's the ein leidamim. Now there's another nekuda, which I think comes from this Gemara in Yuma. At least that way. Yeah. I can't hear you.
Really, the Rambam's Makor is really, I think, Pasuk itself.
Is the parsha of Gen? What?
It's between the Alvehe and Keitel.
Right. The way the Torah puts it there. Yeah, I mean that's correct. In the Gemara Numa, the Gemara is looking for Makiris of how do you know that Pikuach Nefesh is like a Shabbos. So, one man, the Omer Darshan, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, V'imachteres Nimtzei Gimotzei Ganif, U'mazeh Shosavik Baal Mom, Sof Nefashos, Shvichos Domet HaMesar, etc., Nidol Tzil B'Nafshe, Kavachayim, L'Pikuach Nefesh, like a Shabbos. So, the Gemara is really trying to figure out if it's a Raya to Sofik or only Vadai. Because the Gemara says on the Amid Beis, Amar Rava Lekula Islu Pircha. Bar Midrash Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel Dilmakid Rava. The Omar Rava. My time Machteres. Chazoket and Mamotzam Amoinai. V'hai. Medi Yoda Koyla Apek Iko etc. Rator Omra Abola Harga Chashkin V'Hargai. V'Ashkechon Sofik Vadai Sofik Menola. So the Gemara Shaka Vitari is that Rabbi Shmuel says, I see from here Pikuach Nefesh is Doichesh Sofik. Because the Torah allows killing. Zok Rava, it's only a raya to Vada, it's not Sufik. So the Gemara initially, or Rabbi Shmuel, felt that this is called Sufik. And he's saying, maybe it's called Vadai. But everybody's maskim, this is a case of Pikuach Nefesh being Doiche Ritzicha, and Kal V'chaim the Shabbos. That's the Gemara's Cheshbon. So, I think in this Gemara you see another chiddush that's nischadish here. when you kill a roidif, it says in the Brisa you can baba machteres is bein bechayil bein b'shabbos. When the Gemara discusses why not, so the Gemara says because you can't kill a ritzayach on Shabbos because you have gzeras hakosav. If you have a roidif on Shabbos, you have a right to kill a roidif. You have a chiyuv to kill a roidif, you kill him on Shabbos. So when you're killing a roidif, or you're killing a baba machteres, and be'emes, you can ask the question, when Bezdin kills somebody who's chayuv misa. So the Torah is allowing ritzicha, or is that this is not called ritzicha? The Torah says to Bezdin, kill somebody who's a mechal Shabbos. So is the lav of loisirtzach becoming nitche, or is somebody who's chayiv misa? There's no lav of loisirtzach. You have a roidif and a nirdif. The Torah says, save the nirdif by killing the roidif. Is the Torah being doiche the lav of loisirtzach, or is the Torah saying, you have a chayiv to kill, to save? So for shteitzach, it's the equivalent of ein loy damim, so there is no lav alisirtzach. Habab machteres, the Torah said ein loy damim. Ein loy damim means what? Ein loy damim means there's no chiyah for killing him, or it means there's no iser loy sirtzach in killing such a person. Now, to me, it seems from the Gemara in Yuma, the Rabbi Shmuel is saying, I see from here that pikuach nefesh is doicha shvichas damim. How do you see from here that pikuach nefesh is being doicha anything? It's not being doicha thing. There's no iser shvichas damim on a person that has no damim. So how could you learn from here that it's doicha alav? You're learning from here, vadai sufik doesn't make a difference. The sugya is handling whether it's sufik or vadai. I'll work with vadai. Everybody's masking that vadai, I do have a raya. I don't have a raya to suffik. I don't see a dechia. If the Torah said ein loy damim, he's a dead person. Killing a dead person is not shvichas damim. So to me, it's mashal from the Gemara in Yuma that there's another layer to the sugya, certainly above a machteres. It might also be true by raidif. It might also be true by every misas bezdin. That when the Torah says ein loy damim, it doesn't necessarily mean, by definition, that there's no lav. If I ask you, why am I allowed to kill a nirdaf? The answer is because the Torah told me I'm allowed to kill him. Not only that, I'm mechuyev to kill him. So do I see in there a heter and shvichas damim? The answer is yes. As lulei this Gemara, I would have thought, you're not being matar shvichas damim. You're removing shvichas damim.
Maybe it's the same limit to Shabbos.
What?
That's the limit to Shabbos.
But there's no limit to Shabbos because it's still Shabbos.
But when is limit lasim benafshe? When is pikuach?
It's still Shabbos.
Maybe there's no Shabbos. That's like hutra.
No, I'm not holding. I'm only before hutra and dechuya. There's no shvichas damim on a dead person. Uh-huh. If I tell you that ein loy damim means that Torah is not machshev his chias, so it's not a heter on shvichas damim. The Torah wasn't speaking about him in Shvichas Dam.
Right.
So if the pshat would be that Ein Loy Damim means that this person, like I would say, Kipshuta, Pshuta Shal Mikra, Ein Loy Damim means he has no dam. He's a dead person. So if you kill, like the Gemara says, you person that kills a nafel, it's mechatav basa ba'alma. If the din would be that this person would have the status of a dead person, the Torah is not being matir shvichas damim. The galosh and the brisa is madoch shvichas dam, which is so chomer, which is this is not shvichas damim. Shvichas damim was said by live people. I'm not talking about hutra and dechuya. Hutra also means the Torah is being matir what the Torah typically said is aser. If I would look at a person who has a status of ein lo damim as being dead, then I would have said the Torah is not being matir shvichas damim. The Torah took him out of the parsha shvichas damim. The hutra means that this action is not bound by that parsha. That parsha is not talking. That when the Torah said don't kill, it didn't, like the Torah said, shecht karbanos and Shabbos. So like the Gemara says, leisasa kamalacha wasn't speaking about Shabbos, or not karbanos and Shabbos. I would have said ein l'dam doesn't mean that the Torah didn't say don't kill this person. This person is not alive. If halachically the person is considered like he's already killed, I would have said you're not being daicha, you're not being matir, you're not being daicha leisirtzach.
The Torah is saying that he doesn't have damim because it saved his life.
No, that part doesn't bother me.
That's why it's a
right. Damim means that the person does not possess blood. Meaning he is like a dead person.
That's what I would have said, Lule, this Gemara.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. I think other people might have understood it meant anal damim means that there is no obligation for his blood.
That could
there
be.
Not that he is, in the Rebbe's limit, he's
I,
a Gavra Katele.
No, that's more than that.
No. Rebbe's learning the pasuk is saying he's a Gavra Katele. The pasuk is saying he is a man. He is a man without blood.
I'm saying you see from this brisa, and as if it wasn't for this brisa, I would have said that when you kill somebody, that the Torah said on him ain loy damim, that the Torah is not machshiv his life. So it's like killing a non-person. You didn't kill a person. I would not have seen that every time Beis Din kills somebody who's chayiv misa, or whenever a roidif is killing a nirdaf, or a baba machteris, you're killing the balabayas, I would have said, the Torah is not being matir loisirtzach. I would have said, this is not ritzicha. Ritzicha is only a person who has a right to live.
Or let's say the Torah allows there to be war in a case, and he kills in war. So is that called...
That's a little bit. Then I would have said it's a dichoy of lisirtzach, because there's no din on them.
Lisirtzach just means do not murder what the Torah says.
It's not bechal lisirtzach, but it's ritzicha. It's not the bechal deloy lisirtzach. It's like the drasha that the Mechashai brings from the Zayir. The loy sirtzach amol tirtzach. He says Mises Bezdin is mutter because the loy has a stop. That's what it brings such a drash. Otherwise, Bezdin wouldn't be able to kill. You can have times when the Torah says you're allowed to do something, and it's not bechlal the lav, that I would have no problem. But sometimes it's not even bechlal what the Torah is describing. Because when the Torah says something is not bechlal the loisa say, it doesn't mean that what you're doing is not ritzicha. It just means that ritzicha is not muzer. There's no lav on that ritzicha. That's the Gemara in Yuma.
Okay,
the Gemara in Yuma is saying there's no lav of ritzicha b'mokum pikuach nefesh. So there's no lav of Shabbos b'mokum pikuach nefesh. That's what I think the Gemara in Yuma is saying. But what I'm taking out of this Gemara in Yuma is that it's not the pshat that by definition in ein le'damim you're not doing a mitzias of ritzicha of shvichas damim. That's what I see in this Gemara. You should have the lav on this person. By definition, the Torah says kill him. The Torah is saying the lav became mutter. Mutter omnitcha, whatever you'll say. Zokdemar kalvachayim, Shabbos should become mutter. But if the pshat would be that the Torah is saying the reason why you're allowed to kill him is because the Torah is not machshiv his life, then you couldn't make a kalvachayim to Shabbos. That's the point that I see in the Gemara and Yuma. As you can have other cases where the Torah is matter something, where the Torah is not machshiv, that is whatever the heftza is, and sometimes the Torah is saying you're allowed to do something which typically you wouldn't be allowed to do. But it's still that action, just that the Torah said that the Issa doesn't apply. There's no lav, either because it's nitr or because it's hutra. By ein lo damim, I would have said, lulei this gemara here, that it's not bechlal shvichas damim, because the Torah's not machshiv his life. If his life doesn't have a chashivas, it doesn't have a chashivas. That's what I would have said. Right. Right. It's mashma, he's not considered a live person. If he's not a live person, I don't see from here the Torah is being matel leisirtzach. You can't kill a dead person. There's no lav leisirtzach on killing a dead person. The Torah is saying, before I touch him, he's dead.
Why the Torah say that before you touch him, he's dead? Why the Torah make such a thing up?
Because otherwise there's no heter. Because otherwise there's no heter.
Because of atzalus
nefashos. No, but it wouldn't be mutter otherwise.
Because he wants to save the person's life.
No, that's why, but what did it do is my question.
If that's the reason why, so we can learn from Shabbos from there.
The Torah can't make it not Shabbos. The Torah can treat a person as not being alive. It's not machshev eschiyus.
The Torah can make it that there's no lav on Shabbos.
We're not talking about the lav, we're talking about the person, the siba of the lav. The Torah didn't say there's no lav because even though you're doing what the Torah said not to do, you can do it here. The Torah said you're not even doing what the Torah is describing. The Torah is describing killing a person sheyesh lo damim.
Same thing. The Torah said don't do malach on Shabbos.
No, the Torah said don't do malach on Shabbos. Maybe it's not speaking to me, but it said don't do malach. I am doing malach on Shabbos.
The Torah maybe doesn't call this malach when you say.
But it's not true because then you couldn't make a yalfusa. It's not true. The one wants to learn out as a dochah loisa say sheyesh v'karis from tmidim on Shabbos. It doesn't become ice. It just has said this is daicha that. It's not becoming ice Shabbos. Okay.